Joining us right now, Rich Cimini, our NFL Nation reporter for the Jets. Missing the playoffs in each of the last nine seasons, a move needs to be made, Rich. How does Jamal Adams, let's start with that, play into what the Jets can do coming up on Thursday?
Well, if they decide to trade him, he'd obviously bring back at least a first, and I would think at least a second as well. You know, they had trade talks with the Cowboys before the deadline in late October, and reportedly they were asking for a one and two twos at the time, which is an enormous ask, which shows you how much they value him. So they're not going to give him away. This is not a fire sale. I'm not even sure they're going to actively trade him. But what they have to determine is, you know, Joe Douglas, the GM, has to decide right now if he thinks it's feasible to find a common ground with Adams with relation to a contract extension. Adams says he wants one this offseason. My sources tell me the Jets are going to slow play this and, you know, may even try to bring it into 2021, you know, because he's under contract for two more years. So the Jets are in no hurry. Adam wants a deal now. And if things get tense behind the scenes, then I wouldn't rule out a trade on Thursday night.
So, Rich, assuming they are able to patch things up with Adams, what do you foresee happening with that number 11 pick?
Well, I've been consistent all along. I think they're going to go offensive tackle. I think that's the most likely scenario. It's amazing because they actually did a lot of work on their offensive line in free agency, signing four new linemen, and they still need more help. So that shows you how their line was last year. So it's a funny story. I mean, last year at one of the preseason games, Joe Douglas met Sam Darnold's parents for the first time, and he told them, I promise to take care of your son. I'll do whatever I can to protect him. So I think he's going to do that. I think he's going to do that by drafting a tackle. I wouldn't totally rule out a wide receiver like CeeDee Lamb, but I think odds are one of those four offensive tackles will be there at 11.
They last took an offensive lineman in the first round back in 2006. Nick Mangold and DeBrickashaw Ferguson. And how about this? Eight different starting offensive line combos in 2019. And that only matched what the Dolphins and what the Raiders had. Rich Cimini joining us here. I'm talking about the Jets overall. And you talked about wide receiver. Is there one at 11 that they would value more? Would it be Judy? Would it be a CeeDee Lamb? What do you think?
The latest buzz I'm hearing is that CeeDee Lamb would be the one out of the three that they would like. You know, with the receivers, also with the offensive tackles, it's like, you know, the old ice cream flavor story. Everyone has a different flavor. There's no consensus among these top three receivers. But the latest buzz is that they like CeeDee Lamb. He's the biggest one out of those three. He's 6'2". He doesn't have blazing speed, but, you know, he's great after the catch, a lot of yards after the catch. I think he would give Darnold an outside dimension. They have a slot receiver in Jamison Crowder. Jerry Jeudy is basically a slot receiver. So I think the Jets are okay there with Crowder, but they desperately need help on the outside. Their only proven outside receiver right now is Breshad Perriman, who they signed to replace Robbie Anderson. And Perriman himself is a former first-round disappointment. So I don't think they feel totally comfortable with that. So CeeDee Lamb would be a big guy who can make plays with the ball in his hand.
Outside of receiver and offensive tackle, what do you think some of the other positions the Jets would look for maybe later on in the draft?
Well, absolutely on defense. They have a couple of glaring needs. This team needs corners. They actually cut their starting corners from last year, Darrell Roberts and Tremaine Johnson, which shows you what they thought of their starting cornerback from last year. So they're going to, you know, they signed Pierre Desir, a Colts castoff, who probably will start, but they just need one or two more young players to put in their pipeline to develop. So corner, and of course, it's the age-old question, and I'm sure most every team feels the same way. They're looking for an edge rusher. The Jets really haven't had a good one in since we've been using a lot of old dates, I'll throw this one out. Since 2005, when they traded John Abraham, that's the last time they had really a good speed rusher. So I think they'll be looking for that in the middle rounds.
Overall, expectation level for the Jets next year. What do you think, Rich?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're the team that's going to take over the Patriots, if in fact the Patriots are being taken over. I think the Bills are next. And I think the Jets are probably the third best team in the division. Look, the Jets at least have their quarterback. They have a lot of confidence in Sam Darnold. So they have that. That's something to build around. But they don't have a lot of blue chip talent at the premium positions. So this is a roster that is very much in flux. This is Joe Douglas's first crack at it. He was hired last June after the draft. So this is his first go round in an off season to put his stamp on this team. And they just have so much. They have so much work to be done that, I mean, they finished 7-9 last year. I don't know. That was a small miracle considering they were 1-7 at one point. So they're not a playoff team, but they're like a lot of teams in that 7-8-9 win, you know, in that neighborhood.
Well, they added Le'Veon Bell, which was a nice pickup. I'm curious what the consensus was from his production last season. Were they pleased with him? Were they underwhelmed by any means?
It was bad. You know, I mean, it was his worst year statistically of his career. He averaged 3.2 a carry, which, by the way, is the worst in franchise history for a starting running back. So, look, not all of that was his fault. As I alluded to earlier, the offensive line was a mess last year. So he was getting hit in the backfield on a number of his runs. And I think they could have used him better as a receiver as well. And so, look, I don't think he's ever going to be the Le'Veon of his Pittsburgh vintage years, but he should be better this year than he was averaging 3.2 yards per carry last year.